Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 15, verses 31 and 32. If you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. If you reject criticism, you only harm yourself. Constructive criticism. Is there any such thing? I know most of us just cringe when someone says, "Could I talk to you for a moment?" Especially when we sense that it may be a little talk about something we've done wrong. Maybe this is because we've never had someone who truly loved us enough to come to us and speak truth into our lives. Most of us are cowards when speaking to others, even when it's breaking our hearts to see them make serious mistakes. Through the years, I've lost a few friends by trying. But mostly, this proverb is addressed to us. We need to be receptive, eager to grow and eager to repent when confronted with error in our lives. So how can this happen? Number one, read God's word with personal receptivity. James 1:22, do not merely listen to God's word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Every morning I sense the Lord speaking to me, but some mornings, honestly, He has a good talking to me. Is it hard? Yes. Is it good? Yes. It's my Heavenly Father fathering me. Number two, when others criticize or correct you, keep your skin thick, but your heart soft. Dawson Troutman said, "There's a kernel of truth in every criticism. Look for it, and when you find it, rejoice in its value." This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.